of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And I saw this one guy, his life was so ordered. And I didn't say it, but I thought in my mind, I said, man, I wish my life was ordered like that. And I look in hindsight now and I see how God was dealing with me through somebody who had peace. I didn't know what it was, you know, all that. But I just knew that there was something there that I didn't have. Okay, so the new covenant, and this is what we must understand, the new covenant is a covenant of peace. Peace is not just, again, thank God for the warm, fuzzy feeling. We have peace with God, we have the peace of God, and we can bring that peace into our environment. And we are followers of peace. We are peacemakers. I don't mean you compromise with somebody on some foolishness. No, you're a peacemaker. In other words, you come into an area of conflict, and because you come into it where there's oppression and conflict, your spirit, which is the spirit of God and the Prince of Peace, Holy Spirit himself, when he shows up, he's going to dominate an environment.
Amen. Amen.
That's why you cannot allow pockets of fear, insecurity, low self-esteem. You know, you're in just a nobody. You know, that's why we sing that song. Ooh, right? Sing the song. But walk out the words. You got to know that. You are someone unique.
Amen.
And special to this system of the world.
Amen.
God has us here for that.
Amen.
Everywhere we go, I don't care who it is, you can be in the presence of presidents.
Amen.
You still have a higher office.
Amen.
Child of God, you are a child of a king.
Amen.
You bear royalty.
Amen.
And it's not arrogance, it's who you are.
Amen.
You have words of eternal life. You have the river of life flowing. You have the answer.
Amen.
And you need to wear it.
Amen.
Know it.
Amen.
Let that frequency be your frequency.
Amen.
Now, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Melchizedek was the Prince of Salem, which means peace. Jehovah Shalom, the Father. God, our peace. Is God's kingdom established by force? Think about it a moment. No. It never has been, and it never will be. Jesus told Pilate, if my kingdom was of this world, my disciples would fight. Why you fight? And you may not even be fighting people. You may be fighting ghosts. You may be fighting yourself. This struggle just... Why you all don't fight? The kingdom is not by force. We misinterpret a lot of that. The kingdom has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That doesn't mean exercising your will over somebody else's will.
Amen. Amen.
Where do we see Jesus do that? Where do we see him chasing devils? Not one time. He was totally occupied with light. And the force of the light showing up in darkness, legion came running out and bowed. Simply because of the light.
Amen.
But yet you have people that are fighting, struggling, fighting people, arguing. To no avail. It might get you somewhere in this natural realm, but your spirit will suffer. You know, in the wilderness, they wanted meat. They wanted this. They wanted that. And God sent them quail. You know, quail don't even fly. Quail don't fly. And God sent them quail. They came from everywhere. But he said he gave them their desire, but he also sent leanness. Leanness, their souls shriveled up. He sent leanness into their soul. So you can make a fuss all you want, but your soul will get lean. The problem that Israel had in the wilderness, they never learned of God's ways. It's not enough just to have his provision. If we're going to have Zoe life, you have to learn his ways. You learn his ways, provisions are no issue. But people are seeking his hand and seeking provision rather than presence. This is the Zoe life. See, peace is such an important characteristic. The environment of heaven is peace. Ain't no struggles up in heaven. Ain't nobody fussing and arguing up in heaven. Ain't nobody going before God talking about, he said this and she said that. He, Lord, tell law, it's peace. Amen. That the atmosphere of heaven, wherever heaven is or shows up, is peace. Not necessarily inactivity, but peace. Is the kingdom established by force? No. The kingdom is established through mercy and kindness. Now, this will try you, because sometimes you want to put your hands around somebody's neck and choke the life. Choke them till they die and then resurrect them. But the kingdom is through mercy and kindness. Now, what form that takes may be an issue. You know, you may have to have some what they call tough love, but it's God's kindness. So Romans, if you'll give me Romans chapter 3 verse 17, help us, Holy Spirit. The depth, oh, the depth of God. You know, you want to get so deep, and I mean that in a good way, not the bad way. You want to get so deep and immersed in him that you are totally insulated. Now you can help other people. Amen. The Romans 3:17 says, and the way of peace have they not known. This is the issue. This is the problem. Saints have not known the way of peace. For many, peace is just a sometime visit or getting behind closed doors away from everybody else. That ain't peace. That's relief.
Amen.
You're just relieved. It's not peace. We're talking about peace. We're talking about heaven, the environment of heaven. Governing your mind, and I'm telling you, it will affect your body.
Amen.
God said, you know, even our flesh can worship God.
Amen.
David said, my flesh crieth out.
Amen.
Come on, your flesh don't always have to be messing you up.
Amen.
Acting up, overeating.
Amen.
Cussing, lying. That's just my flesh. Well, your flesh can be disciplined.
Amen.
To where it cries out for God.
Amen.
Paul said, I would that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless.
Amen.
So God's not just concerned with the spiritual side and then the flesh just have his way. No, he wants you. Tell somebody he wants you. So the way of peace has to become known. When we talk about a way, we're talking about something that is consistently, not just here in a church service, where we assemble corporately, but when you leave out of here, on your drive home, when you put on your pajamas, when you lay your head to sleep, when you rise in the morning, when you go about your day, we're talking about peace that's an anchor, peace that's a garment, peace that is a person. That if you know the way of peace, you can keep him there with you. Now we know internally God never gonna leave us or forsake us, but there's a manifest glory. There's a manifested person. You got a lot of secret agent saints. They're saved, but you can't hardly tell.
Amen.
I don't mean to sound judgmental, but you can't tell.
Amen.
Hardly. It takes a real keen, discerning eye.
Amen.
Yeah, he in there somewhere. But what he that's in there somewhere wants to do is break out.
Amen.
So that you become that city on a hill. Where folk that known you all your life see you and say, man, what happened to you?
Yes,
I want some of that you got.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw.
Yes,
if you lift yourself up on the cross.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about, being lifted up on the cross. Dying to this limited life.
Amen. Amen.
I'll draw all men. Look at somebody and say,
not some.
All.
All.
Everybody will see something.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, somebody will hear something.
Amen.
You'll leave a deposit somewhere.
Amen.
You just walk in and all of a sudden just something happens with people.
Amen.
This is the Zoe life.
Amen.
Well, you ain't got to be quoting Bible verses and telling folk they're going to hell and a lot of folks know that already. What they need to see is light.
Amen.
And you need to know the way of peace.
Amen.
Tell somebody right now, preach.
Preach.
Look at them again and say, and when you need to, open your mouth. I mentioned Sunday how in the garden there was a mist that went up to water the garden, for there was no man to till it. A mist. And nothing grew. God wasn't going to just let stuff grow wild until he created the man. Stuff was there. But he wasn't letting it just go. He needed someone to steward it.
Amen.
How willing are you to protect what you carry? See, some people devalue it. They'll lose it in a heartbeat. I'm talking about saints of God. They'll cuss you. They'll get bitter. They'll hold stuff against you. They'll do you wrong. They'll try to trip you up. Some of them, not everybody. Look at somebody and tell them, not me.
Not me.
Look at them again and say, you lying. I call them ain'ts, they're not saints.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.